We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, and by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind. It's our final show of the year, and what better way to kick off Bedlam Week than chatting with cornerbacks coach Roy Manning, along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. Coach, congrats on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Fun start to the week, I can imagine, coming off a win. Take me through that dub over TCU on Saturday night.
Yeah, just a huge focus on finding a way to win in the month of November, and these last few weeks we've done that, you know what I mean? And so just really proud of our kids for battling and finding a way there to get the win on Saturday.
I mean, you guys have been preaching the turnover takeaway thing since you showed up. Iowa State to win the game, yep. Baylor to win the game, and TCU to win the game. I know the numbers haven't been just hugely up to that point, but sure. Man, it's all about the ones that matter, and those three have really mattered.
It's no doubt, and it's really just again credit to our kids again to keep believing, even though, you know, through that stretch there in the season we weren't creating the turnovers. I mean, that ball at different points were right there, and you know, maybe we dropped it, or maybe, you know, we didn't get on it fast enough, but. Gosh, what a stamp you can put on, you know, something you preach every day, that now you have hard evidence of winning football games that way. So excited.
I know this is kind of a Captain Obvious statement, but when you have events like that happen that you had preached, hey, get these takeaways, you know, three and out takeaway. When it happens, it's just got to be not only an incredible moment for you as coaches, but you see it in your eyes of your guys too, right?
No doubt, you know what I mean? Because, again, they work so hard, and I think we're probably the most loud coaching staff in the country when it comes to getting those things every day in practice. And they do. We create them in practice daily. And so, again, really good to finally have that carry over to the football game. And, again, it'd be so meaningful.
Now, I'm a huge fan of this, and I wonder if maybe the defensive coaches went down and knocked on the door to Lincoln Riley's offense.
I know
offense.
Where you're going with this.
58 plays the offense ran in the second half against Baylor, okay, and then 95 total that game, and then 85 total against TCU, 180 plays over the last 2 weeks, more than anyone else in college football, and 12, 14 play drives. You guys are over there chilling, going through. You're three and out in them, so they only ran three plays. So you've drawn those three plays up about 100 times, and you look up, and we're almost to the second quarter.
Yeah.
That helps the defense, right? I know you guys are loving it.
It is no doubt. I mean, that is the best defense, man. The offense stand on the field. And so they did a great job up front with running the ball and again, controlling that clock, so to speak. And we love it. Keep it going, man.
I think one of my favorite things is, and we're watching some of the highlights here. We'll have Coach break them down. But, you know, there's responsibilities that some of the defensive guys will have to say on the punt team. And so when it gets to third down for the offense, you'll see one of the guys on the side, third down, punt team, guys will jump up off the bench, and then they'll be ready to go. And then when they convert, you'll see them walk back, and Coach Manning's there waiting to roll. But that's nice because it gives you guys more time to really go through and make sure they understand all their responsibilities, doesn't it?
It really does. And I'm a big believer that complimentary football is just where you have the greatest success. You know, a team that can stay on the field and at least collect some first downs on offense, and then obviously being able to get off the field on third down on defense, and then creating and getting great field position through special teams. And so I think our team is kind of finding our way as this season's going on to play better and better complementary football. So
yeah, and watch the Duggan kid, quarterback for TCU. You know, outside of the, I think it was a 62-yard run he had on an option, outside of that, their traditional run game with Darius Anderson and the big 6'3", 240-pounder, yeah, Alon Alua, you held those two guys to, I think, maybe 20-something yards. So outside of the one explosive play in the running game, you guys were fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we put a big emphasis. You know, you go look at those stats heading into the game. This team was one of the top two or three teams in this conference. You know, they want to run the ball, like you said. They've got tremendous running backs. And then that quarterback, as you saw on that run, man, he can fly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that was definitely one of our big focal points all week. And then, obviously, you know, just getting on the field and getting off on third down was so huge for us this weekend. And again, those kids really took that to heart. You heard them echoing all the things we said all week on the sideline, which is awesome. You know,
speaking of guys who have stepped up their game the last couple of weeks, I know that Parnell Motley was still frustrated after the Kansas State game getting ejected, but I really feel like he's found a bit of another level the last few weeks. This is a kid that's I give all the credit to you. It seems like his memory's become more short-term, so he's not letting stuff stay with him. And you saw he's getting a little bit more physical when it comes to attacking guys as well.
Yeah, and I think he's done a great job in terms of physicality really throughout the entire season. And you know, we understand that if we're going to ask our guys to press and be physical, that guess what? You're going to have some times where they throw some flags. And sometimes I agree with them and sometimes I don't. But I think that I go to sleep at night knowing that if we're going to be aggressive, you know, that those type of things are going to happen. And so I'm okay with that. And really, again, that's the brand of ball we want to play just throughout the whole scheme is be aggressive.
One of the most important things is, you know, it's not always your plus and minuses and how you grade out is big, but your factor grade is always really the most important thing. How big of a factor are you whenever we're playing defense? And you look at some of these plays, right there, tackles for no gain, punching footballs out,
no
interceptions
doubt
in the back of the end zone. And I don't necessarily know how he's grading out as far as your technique and things are concerned, but when it comes to being a factor on the field, he definitely has been the last couple of weeks.
No doubt. I totally agree, you know. And you know, as coaches, we want to grade everything, you know, plus, minus, and you get through a film. And sometimes that doesn't tell the story, you know what I mean? So we tend to focus on production a little bit more than the technique. As a coach, you're going to coach technique on the greatest play and what you can do better. But to have a visual of production, you know, are you hurting this defense more or are you helping this defense more? I think really is a more telling statistic to kind of look at. And so, you know, even you know, you made me think about Trey Brown. There's a play down there inside the 5-yard line where, you know, he takes on an offensive tackle or guard and gets off and makes a tackle. And you'll never see that on a highlight, but I told him, man, that's one of the best plays you've made all season because you saved a touchdown in that moment. So, you know, those kids are really, I think, bought in at this point and just proud of their progress.
Before we go on layman's terms, real quick, and we'll do that next, Teddy. But I'm curious to get your take on Trey. And again, I feel like every question is take me through the progression, take me through the development. But here is a guy that, again, seems like a new attitude this year. You mentioned the physicality, bigger, stronger. I don't know if Trey Brown can get any faster. He's a pretty fast kid. but what have you seen from him in his maturation? Yeah.
Just buying in, you know, again, it's not the most comfortable thing for him to be down in press. And we knew that when we got here. And, I mean, just as the season's gone on, he is not shy about getting hands-on. You know, there's sometimes in the last couple games when you see him jump a guy right at the line of scrimmage. And again, I think it's tough for the cornerbacks. If you go down there and play press and you don't get hands-on, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage. And so those guys have film of themselves doing it. That's the play right there.
Yeah.
They have film of themselves doing it good, and they have film of themselves doing it bad. And I really try to show more of our self-scout film than I do opponent film, because we have to get right what we do and see that and really get that ingrained. And I'm proud of those guys. I really am.
Yep. Playing really well, man. All right, we'll have more on Oklahoma State coming up in our next segment, but we wrap up our first segment by going in layman's terms, presented by Orthodontics exclusively. And, Ted, let's break down the game-saving play, if you will.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, and if you play football long enough, you've been in some of these where you've played great, but the other team still has the ball with the chance to win it late, and defense has to step up and make a play. And you see Buki, fantastic. Now, I don't know what you told him as far as any of the technique stuff, but knowing that play, undercutting it, going in, and just securing this catch, this is fantastic play. This is what you want.
Unbelievable. You know, we're in a pressure there, so everybody's manned up. You can see the Jaden's coming there on the blitz. And so, again, you know, game on the line, that's the mindset, you know, Alex Grinch, that, hey, we're not going to sit back and be passive. We're going to get after it and make those guys make a play. And it is. It's really a great job. You know, one of the toughest routes to cover is a slant. You know, it's just the body position alone is really tough.
Especially whenever you're the smallest guy on the field and you're covering the biggest guy on the field. I mean, that was their biggest pass catcher, and he's got that body positioning on you, so I thought that's great.
No doubt. There's a reason they went to him on that play. You know, I mean, that's something you can't hide. But hats off to Buki, man. I always joke with him every day. I think he has the best hands in our secondary. You know, you just watch ball drills and things. It just very natural for him. You see on that play, even laying out, used his hands. And I think, again, in that moment, don't hesitate, see the ball, take a shot at it, you know what I mean, and live with the results. And he did.
That was awesome to see. And by the way, Buki had lost his cousin last week. His funeral was on Saturday. So it was really cool to see him come up big
special,
in that moment.
Special,
a really special moment. We'll take a timeout. We'll break down Bedlam next with Roy Manning inside the Coach's Corner. Stick around.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, and OU Extended Campus. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Gary Allen, live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Runs out. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
"The grilled nuggets are my son's favorite."
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Third down and inches, the pass. He's in the end zone, and what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone, placed there by Marianne's Reynolds for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Reynolds for special events. 751-3100.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs, and through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS, and we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Riverwind. Still the one. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
I said, last but not least, Speed D, talk to me, baby. Hey, y'all did y'all thing. Third downs, key down, R down. Flat out, point blank, period, man. Doing your job all dang night, man. That's what I'm talking about. Getting in that backfield, creating havoc, attacking gaps, getting hands on people, okay? Maybe a little bit too much hands, but check it out, man.
Maybe a little bit too much hands.
Maybe like too much. A couple flags out there. But.
Will you get an extra gun pump after the game in the weight room there?
No, I just try to go where I won't scare anybody. So usually music is blasting in there and, you know.
There was, I think, one of the first couple games this year, because where we do all of our post-game interviews is right around that area.
Oh, yeah.
And I... You can hear him. It's like, what's that? What's going on? Is everyone okay? And so it goes, oh, it's Coach Manning doing his post game.
Yep.
But that was awesome. That's awesome. But fans love it. They appreciate it, man. And that passion, that's how you feel after a game.
That's how I feel.
That's not some sort of made up thing. You're passionate about the way your guys play.
No, I am. It's, again, I go back to how hard you work from the end of one season until, you know, the fall, and you only have 12 opportunities, man. And that is a great feeling. To walk off that field and know you got to win. I don't care how many points you won, and so I'm excited.
How hard is it right now? You know, you've had a couple of big time games. The comeback against Baylor, defense was instrumental in that. Play well at home against TCU, and you know, on the outside, there's all the talk about, well, are they going to make it to the playoff? Are they in a good position? And you know, now they're automatically in the Big 12 championship, going to be playing Baylor again. How do you put all of that aside for your guys? Because I know they're seeing it on social media and family members, friends asking them about it. How do you guys refocus on just this week?
Yeah, you know, and that's it's unique for me not being in this situation. But, you know, one good thing is that our kids have been here before in terms of here at the end of the season in contention for some pretty important things, you know. And so I think that they have experienced that way. And then, obviously, our message just never changes from week to week, opponent to opponent. You know, just continue to focus on us and doing our job. Coach Riley did a great job just even a few weeks ago starting, you know, just the mantra of avoiding and not listening to the noise, you know, because, again, there's a lot of it out there, you know what I mean? And so I think our kids on this team, not just the defense, they've really listened more than they've heard, which is also one of his big points of listening. And I think they're really focused. And you know, you get to this point in the season, you hope that your team is listening and playing their best ball, and I feel like we're right there.
So. Wanted to ask you real quick before we dive into Oklahoma State. Obviously, we have a Butkus Award winner. We have a standout linebacker and you coach here with us. Kenneth Murray was not named a finalist for the Butkus, but I really feel like, and Coach Odom talked about this in the postgame show as well, in the last six quarters, we've really seen him step his game up. And again, I know you're focused on your guys, sure. But what have you seen from K-9 in his development this year, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously one of the most gifted specimens I've ever, you know, been around, even as a coach or a player. I mean, runs like a deer, and then is obviously physically imposing. And I think that just, again, it seems like it's been a long time, but it still has only been, you know, 10, 11 games, you know. And so I just think each game, you know, guys get more and more and more comfortable in their role and what this defense asks of them. And, you know, his leadership is unbelievable on that field, on the sideline. I mean, there's times where, I mean, even Saturday, he corralled and got the whole defense together. And, again, just to get those words, I mean, he's no doubt a captain, but, I mean, even a vocal leader, too, which, you know, everybody doesn't have that look in their eyes, and people are convicted and believe in him. And he does. Really a special player, but obviously even more special person, man.
Hey, Caleb Kelly getting some time.
You know,
it's been fun to watch him. You know, he had the bad injury and right whenever he was really starting to make progress in the defense, and then he's fought his way back, and here he is coming out there and getting a couple of series at Will Backer. I mean, that's fun to see him go out there and play. Man,
really, really exciting. You know, we've lost, you know, no one talks about it. We've lost four or five starters this season on the defensive side, and you can't have a better kid. I mean, Caleb is just awesome, and he did a really good job in there, too, and just been chomping at the bit to get out there. And so really excited for him, you know, because that's not easy to come back off an injury.
So let's talk about the opponent coming up this week. And Ted tried to steer it all towards linebackers. No, I'm kidding. That was me. But let's talk about Oklahoma State this weekend. New quarterback in Drew Brown. Obviously, we've seen Chuba Hubbard has been fantastic so far this year. What have you kind of caught from the Pokes as you've been preparing for Bedlam?
Just this running back, man. He is as good as there gets. I mean, one of the elite players in all of college football. And so it's hard to look at them and not always have him in the back of your mind. Where is he at? What is he doing? And they use him in the run game, obviously. And they also take their shots in the pass game, you know. And, you know, one thing I know about the rivalry game is you can throw those records out. You know, you can throw all that pageantry, all those things out, and you know you're going to get your rival's best game of the season. And they're playing really good ball. You know, they've won four straight games now, and have really done it with a balanced attack. And again, if you let 30 get out, you ain't catching them. So we're going to have our hands full this weekend.
How difficult is it to prepare for a team that has had one quarterback for the entire season, and then they switch the game before, and you know, you get to see him in the game before and see what they did differently and everything, but I mean, he's a different style guy. I mean, he's not a statue back there. He's a pretty athletic guy, but he can throw it around the yard a little bit, maybe offensively a little bit different style.
Sure, you know, and he's got experience, you know, a transfer guy, and you know, he's played in games and things of that nature. So, again, I think that team is a confident football team, as they should be. And, again, we're going to have to make sure, you know, we cross our T's and dots our I's. I mean, they got weapons, big tight ends and obviously receivers, and they're a physical football team when you look at some of those plays and things. And so, again, you know they'll be ready, and we just have to do a great job of preparing this week.
Primetime, Saturday night, 7 o'clock kick, Oklahoma in Stillwater against Oklahoma State in Bedlam. Final question for Roy Manning comes from you from that website, twitter.com, courtesy of the Academy of Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the week. This is good because we haven't talked about the freshman yet. So, Coach Manning, what's the next step in Jaden Davis's development?
Next step is just to get better each week. I mean, Jaden's obviously a young guy that has literally played all season for us, and we've moved him around and put him at corner and some at the inside at, you know, nickel, dime, those different things. And you've seen it on film. He's at the right level, man. This kid can play. You know what I mean? I think the biggest thing for those freshmen is they're going to hit a wall, too, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think Jaden's done a really good job this season for us. And, you know, obviously we just have to keep on growing him and developing him. Because, again, he's a young buck out there, and it happens fast at you. So, but really excited about him.
Yep.
He's going to be a heck of a player.
It's fun to watch, man. Coach, congrats on the great season. Have fun Saturday night, and we look forward to hopefully celebrating a W with you afterwards on Saturday. That's Roy Manning. Stick around. Shane Beamer is waiting in the wings. He's next inside the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner is presented by Riverwind. Still the one. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. OU's 2019 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
William Shatner is coming to Norman, live on stage after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at Riverwind.
William Shatner here, and I want you to join me as I share behind-the-scenes stories of the filming of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And I'll answer your questions, all this, live on stage.
So don't miss William Shatner live after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Time to order dinner. I should see what the kids want, too. Ordering Whataburger online. What you want? Double meat with cheese. Cool. With grilled jalapenos. Okay, and lots of add-ons from everyone. Oh, my goodness. Good thing you can order online and save favorites for next time. Good thing there's Whataburger.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month.
They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
It's subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This segment's presented by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
From the defense to the offense, he is Shane Beamer inside the coach's corner. Coach, congrats on the win. It's kind of unique, by the way, breaking down the fourth wall here. We usually tape this show on a Wednesday. We're taping on Tuesday. So it almost feels like the game's even fresher. But you guys still have moved on past Saturday.
Exactly. Moved on, but still very fresh. But great win, great atmosphere out there on Saturday night. Super electric, loud. It was awesome to be a part of and a great win to finish out our home schedule for the season.
I wish we could all just give a standing ovation. 64 running plays. Yeah. Absolutely love it. It's the greatest thing ever.
It's a defensive guy.
You got to go back to 1997 for a game where we ran the ball more at Oklahoma. That's a long time.
Wow.
And that's got to be fun for your room in particular.
Yeah, no question. We've talked about it before. I mean, opportunities in the passing game opened up for us with the way that we were able to run the ball. Talking about the guys in my room. But it's fun to be able to line up and just essentially – call the same play over and over again, which is basically what we did the other night, and just continue to execute it. It was fun to watch, and we pride ourselves on physicality and knew it was going to be a physical game, and to see those guys go out offensively and defensively as well and special teams and do that was certainly fun to watch on the sideline.
I know you're responsible for the H-backs. We'll brag on your guys coming up here in a bit. But you have that broad vision of the offense overall. So is it just a mindset of seeing everything kind of click with the running game so you just keep rolling with it?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, we were having some success with it and certainly wanted to be able to – our defense was playing great. And the more we could, you know, keep those guys off the field as well and keep them fresh was certainly part of it. But when you're able to run the ball for as many yards as we did, you'd be crazy to get away from it. And being able to mix it up as well, whether it's Kennedy like on that play right there or Jalen or Mondre. We've got a lot of different weapons and that have the ability to run the football. So I didn't realize we ran it that many times, to be honest with you. That's pretty
85
remarkable.
Plays, 64 runs.
Wow. That's saying something. Against a team that's
number
really, really
rushing
good defensively
defense.
And was the number one rushing defense in our league. So certainly not that we lack for confidence, but when you're able to go out and do that and execute that efficiently in the run game against a quality opponent like that, it certainly does nothing but give you confidence and springboard you into the next game, hopefully.
One of the things that, you know, I'm a defensive guy, so I talk about this crap all the time, but there's a difference between, like, I've seen some games where Oklahoma will score, you know, 55, 60 points, and, you know, as a defensive guy, you go sit down at your locker after that game and you kind of scratch your head, it's like, well, what just happened? And then you see a game like this where you run it 64 times and the scoreboard doesn't look outlandish with the point score, but you sit down and you're like, oh my God, we just got destroyed out there. I mean, to beat someone physically, not just on the scoreboard, that's what I think is really impressive about the last couple of games.
Yeah, there's no question. I can vividly remember at the end of the game looking up and peeking at the scoreboard to see the rushing stats and being not shocked, but blown away by how many yards we had rushed for because it's a game, because of the turnovers and different things like that was close, but didn't necessarily have a close feel. But you're right. And the other end of the spectrum, we've had those games where we've gone into halftime up 42-0, and you feel like you're not playing well at all on offense, and you look up and you got 400 yards of offense at halftime. So, you know, we'll take it any way we can get it, but you're exactly right about that, and it was fun to see us be able to do that on the field Saturday night, run the ball as physically as we did.
You know, I think we talked about this maybe a little bit last time, but Lincoln brought it up in a press conference about a month ago. You guys don't really look at the numbers stat-wise because you can tell from the film. So when you say you look up, you're like, whoa, that many yards. Yeah. It truly can be a surprise when you hear those.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you're so locked into the game and you're not really paying attention to the scoreboard and how many yards and things like that you have. And you have a general idea of how you're playing, but I didn't realize because it was long drives. We were 6-7 yards a chunk at a time. Well, you don't realize you're accumulating that many yards, and then you look up. So there's no question about it. But you know, we've got to be an offense that's physical, that has the ability to run the ball when we want to run it, throw it when we want to throw it. Excuse me. And we're certainly able to do that right now.
I got a favor to ask. Go into Coach Riley's office and the personnel grouping. It's 22 personnel where you've got Willis Stogner out there, Hall, and a tailback, whoever it is, and CeeDee Lamb. It's amazing to me. I love this personnel grouping because all the different things you do at the run. But, I mean, it's 22 personnel, but it's also 12 personnel because it's one back, two tights, two wide receivers. You can call Willis a wide receiver. It's 13 personnel. It's literally every personnel package that you can run with that same group of guys.
Exactly.
And defensively, it's a nightmare because how do you call a play to that?
Exactly.
Are they going to line up and run quarterback power, or are they going to, you know, go empty on us? And I just absolutely love that group whenever you guys go with it.
There's no doubt. Me too. It gets three of my guys on the field at the same time. So I'm certainly jumping up on the table for that during the week. But it's a great point, and you're exactly right. But just because of the way that we line those guys up, and we've talked about it, that H-back position, they're not just glorified fullbacks that are blocking ISO and power in the run game. They're lined up as receivers. They've carried the ball occasionally this year. We throw it to them. You know, we lined up in that personnel group the other night and ran it. We lined up in it against Baylor, and Austin Sogner caught a touchdown pass out of it the other night. So being able to be multiple and as a defensive coordinator, it certainly causes a lot of problems for sure, because you don't know what set we're going to be in when we're in that personnel grouping. And that's a credit to those guys. That Braden Willis, Austin Sogner, Jeremiah Hall have a skill set that allows them to do multiple things out of that.
Before we dive into Oklahoma State and before we go in layman's terms and talk about Braden Willis's touchdown, I thought it was a really cool, sad to a certain degree, week for Grant Calcaterra. Mm-hmm. You're around Grant a lot as a player. He led the team out on the field. We talked to him in the post game, but you have to feel good for a guy making this decision, but also your heart breaks a little bit for him to not have another opportunity to play. Take us through kind of your experiences.
Tough deal.
With Grant.
What a great young man. When I was at Georgia, got to know him a little bit. We liked him at Georgia when I was coaching there as a tight end, and he made the decision to come to Oklahoma, which was a great decision for him. And then being here with him the last 2 years, it's been a blessing for me personally just to be around him. He's a great player, what a great competitor, but just a great person. And certainly a tough decision for him, a guy of, you know, with his ability that would have had a future after college football as well, but has a great perspective and head on his shoulders and great family and made the decision for the right reasons. And we know it wasn't easy for him, but the perspective that he has and the way that he's handled this thing is great. And I think it's been an inspiration for a lot of the guys on our team to see how he's handled it and, you know, to be able to for him to make that decision last week, lead the team out on the field Saturday night, you know, and then he's right back in the team meeting on Monday.
Oh, wow.
You know, just it's not like he's distanced himself from the team. I mean, he's right in the middle of it at every practice and helping these other guys as well, guys like Austin Stogner and Braden Willis and some of these young players as well.
That's cool. So one more on this. How important is that? And we talked about a little bit with Caleb Kelly, with Roy Manning. We see it with Trey Norwood, obviously, for guys like Trey Sermon to be around. To have those experienced guys that even though they can't play and they can't help you, they're there to help. How much does that
huge,
help? Is it huge?
Huge. I mean, there's so many young guys on this team that are playing meaningful reps. Jaden Davis, who I know Coach Manning was talking about earlier, Austin Stogner, Jaden Hazelwood, Trajan Bridges, Theo Weiss. I mean, you can go on and on with the amount of Montre Dickerson guys that weren't here last year or were here and weren't playing a lot. And that are going through some of these things for the first time. To have a guy like Grant, to have a guy like Trey, to have Caleb Kelly, for those guys to be able to lean on, talk to, help through throughout this process, it's huge.
All right, let's go in layman's terms as Orthodontics exclusively is going to look at a pretty special play by a guy that, I don't know, Coach, we call him an H-back, a tight end. Brady Willis can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you can call him whatever you want as far as I'm concerned. And this guy, talk about showing up the last couple of weeks. I absolutely love this play by him. Goes up, high points his football, those big mitts, look at those hands holding onto that ball and finding that pylon. You know what that looks like to me? That looks like Calvin Johnson to me.
Pretty good comparison right there.
I mean, it's unreal how athletic this kid is.
Yeah, he did a great job. You know, we gave him a nickname in the springtime of the horse because he's able to do so many things. He can run, he can catch. We've run, did some things with him where he carries the ball. And he's a load to bring down. So as soon as he caught this touchdown pass, you can see Lee Morris on the sideline. He's jumping like he's riding a horse over on the sideline. So great play by him, just a simple corner route. Great throw by Jalen for one, and really great job by Braden just going up and making a competitive, tough one-on-one catch. He got jammed up a little bit coming out of the break, but then high-pointed it like you're saying. And we talk about it all the time with him, Austin Sogner in particular, using their size against those smaller defensive backs, and he certainly did that. He went up there, he used his size. He's got to be smart about reaching that ball out right there. Thank God he does have those big hands because he's risking that ball coming out and getting a touchback right there in that situation. But a great competitive catch, one-on-one play, and fun to see him continue to have success and gain confidence.
Yeah, you can ask my man Derek Carr about those fumbles in the back of the end zone. Oh, boy. All right, we'll have more on the Sooners, not the Raiders, next as we go. Inside the Coach's Corner, previewing Oklahoma State with Shane Bieber next. Stick around.
Gary Allen live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
"The grilled nuggets are my son's favorite."
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Roland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
You know, we wrapped up our last segment talking about the Braden Willis touchdown and, you know, his just growth as we've seen, not just physically, but mentally. What's his next step for Braden?
It's a good question. You know, he's continued to gain confidence for one, and I like what he's doing. If you watch him, he's doing a great job on special teams for us as well. He's a starter on our punt return team. He's a starter on our kickoff return team and is dominant out there in a lot of ways. He's continuing to gain confidence, and all last year he played as an inside receiver for us, so he was out in the slot, and so getting in there and blocking is new for him this year, so continuing to develop there.
He's got a nasty streak now.
He does. He's got a little dog in him in a good way, and he's not afraid to put his face in there, that's you can't teach that, as you know. So he's got that. So just continuing to clean up, you know, technique and being able to utilize him in different ways. He had a great spring for us, and you see him just continuing to get better and better as we go.
You know, this is kind of unrelated. It's related in a sense, but, you know, you guys have brought him back into the core. Stogner's a guy that's, I think, natural inline tight end. So I think maybe we're set up better there than we have been in the past. And if you look at this conference over the last year with all the new coaches that have come in, there was a time where this was a four-wide conference. And you look at it now, Kansas State, even Tech, definitely not Baylor. I mean, it looks like, I don't want to say, you know, old school or whatever, but there's maybe a trend towards some heavier personnel packages,
yeah.
It seems
no, there's
like.
No doubt about it. Another great point. I mean, I can remember even last year as you're getting ready for opponents, you want to see how defenses line up to certain formations, and you would go and look through the Big 12 to see how they line up to these two tight end sets, and you couldn't find any.
Yeah.
And then just 1 year later, you're able to turn it on, and you can see how West Virginia lined up. If they're in two tight ends, how a team lined up to them. Different Baylor, like you're talking about, so Kansas State. So there's certainly more of it, and defenses are good in this league. There's no question about it. But you're seeing offenses that are more and more, I think, are lining up and willing to get in those heavier sets and do different things out of it.
Oklahoma State, obviously, we talked a lot about their running game and their talented running back, Chuba Hubbard, with Coach Manning. What do you see from them defensively? They've done a pretty good job getting after the quarterback this year.
Yeah, they have. They're really playing well here over these last few games. They're getting hot at the right time and playing good football. They playing with confidence defensively. Their defensive coordinator does a great job. When I was at Virginia Tech, he was at Duke. So, you know, see a lot of the same things that they did at Duke that they're doing at Oklahoma State. And they do a great job. Really, really play hard, you know, high-effort guys, and got some experienced guys out there on the perimeter. I know the two corners have been there for a long time, and we have played a lot of snaps against us here at Oklahoma. They pick their spots to pressure, and when they do, you know, they present some problems from a pressure standpoint, things that we've got to be able to pick up and account for blitzers, and we know it'll be a hostile atmosphere up there and a team that's playing with confidence and playing good football right now.
I'm not breaking any news here, but turnovers are important. And Oklahoma State has forced quite a few recently. And we've had a problem with some here recently in some big games in critical moments. I mean, what's the coaching point moving forward, both with what Oklahoma State's getting to force those and what we've done mistake-wise to let some out?
You know, we've just got to obviously we've got to protect it, like you said, and we've got to just continue and emphasize ball security. We spent a lot of time on that in practice, talking about ball security, practicing it. We do a ball security circuit every single day, you know, with our offense, and it's just continuing to hammer home those teaching points that we talk about when you carry the football and you have the ball in your hands. And we haven't done a great job of it the last few weeks, and that starts with us as coaches, and went right back at it at practice on Monday to emphasize it even more and continue to harp on it. And our guys understand the importance of it, and in college football nowadays, especially in a rivalry game like this against two quality teams, it's a huge factor and will be a huge factor.
Yeah, and Coach was talking about it with Jalen. You feel like you kind of plug one leak and then another one springs up, thinking about the one where it looked like he was walking into the end zone. Kid from TCU makes a heck of a play, but there's always different ways to where you think, all right, we've got this figured out, and then lo and behold, something else happens.
Right, no question. You never stop coaching. And
right.
That was a phenomenal play by that guy from TCU, but it also goes back, you know, if you watch us, it all ties together. It's not just Jalen, it's all 11 on that play. We had the guy that actually made the play was blocked. And he came off a block at the line of scrimmage and ran Jalen down there at the end. So we've got to make sure the 10 guys around the other guys that aren't carrying the ball are sustaining blocks and finishing plays and doing their part as well.
You know, you've faced some really good defenses lately. You've gone on a stretch of facing the three best, in my opinion, in the conference. And you've had some success, obviously ran the ball well against TCU, but there was also quite a few negative yardage plays in there. Same thing against Baylor. So kind of looking back at what they did in forecasting Oklahoma State, is there something maybe that you guys expect that you've seen trend over the last two or three games that you're going to be more prepared for?
Yeah, yes and no. I think when you play us, there's a lot of times, a lot of the stuff that you prepare for on video you don't see. Mm-hmm. It seems like everyone has they do what they do, but they also have specific plans for us. So you know how Oklahoma State wants to do things. You know how they want to attack defenses. You have a feeling based on how they played us last year, how they may do things. But you're always looking back, and coaches are thieves. You know, we're all the same. If somebody sees something that worked, that a team had trouble with, offensively or defensively, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see it, or you may copy it and use it yourself. So we're certainly aware of things that opponents did to us throughout the season, in particular the last couple of weeks, that we've got to make sure we have a plan for. But also, you don't want to be chasing ghosts either and preparing for too much either.
Well, listen, before we get to the Twitter question, I wanted to ask about Jeremiah Hall, because we bragged about Braden Willis. We've seen the continued development and evolving of Jeremiah Hall and his spot in this offense. But really fun, I guess, dare I say, breakout season for Jeremiah Hall, right?
He's doing a good job. You know, having Braden in that room and Austin both is pushing him, and it's a competitive group. They all want to get on the field, and there's only so many snaps to go around. But he's doing a great job. He's a guy that played quite a bit last year. We probably should have played him more than what he did along with Carson Meyer last year, but he gained some confidence as the season went on last year. And he's a guy, he's a young guy, but he's been around, so he's the older guy in that room and is able to provide some leadership for those other two. But he's doing a nice job in the run game. He's just such a good athlete, has such a good feel, whether it's carrying the ball, catching, running, blocking. He's a smart guy, and he's another one that just continues to get better every single week for us.
Now, you don't see a touchdown, you think, wow, maybe he didn't have a good game, but he's so involved in the
blocking.
They
ran him on that pipe route in the game this week. They had it covered, though. There's about eight guys following him up the field.
We tried. You know, that's the neat thing about that group. I mean, there's Coach Riley sends in calls, and those guys know who has a pretty good chance of catching the ball on that particular play. So the minute he called that play, seeing Austin and Braden be, because it was coming out of a timeout, I believe, seeing Austin and Braden be excited because he was going to have an opportunity to get back in on the touchdown thing that we have going on, because he's been in a little bit of a drought the last couple weeks for sure. But he had a great game, played close to 40 plays, I think, and probably the most plays he's played here in a while, and did a nice job, especially in the run game and pass protection towards the end of the game as we were running that clock out and trying to wrap up the victory.
By the way, blocking is the focus of our Twitter question of the day. Academy Sports and Outdoors gives you an opportunity to ask coaches a question every single week. This is good. What have you seen improve in your offensive line over the last 5 weeks?
You know, a lot of that is just, for knock on wood, being able to keep five guys in there, you know, for sure, and keeping guys healthy. And we're not where we need to be. There's certainly guys that we'd like to be a little bit healthier right now than what they are. But as you guys know, that's such a – group that you've got to have that cohesion. You got to have all five guys on the same page, going to the right people, taking the right steps, and that comes with reps. With all the guys that we lost last year, the new faces, RJ Proctor coming in as a transfer. It was a quick spring and now a quick fall for those guys. And I think it's just developing confidence and cohesion as a group.
Man, we always appreciate you, Coach. Good luck on Saturday night. Thanks for finding time for us.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Let's do it. He's Shane Beamer. We'll wrap up the Coach's Corner next. Stick around.
William Shatner is coming to Norman, live on stage after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at Riverwind.
William Shatner here, and I want you to join me as I share behind-the-scenes stories of the filming of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And I'll answer your questions, all this, live on stage.
So don't miss William Shatner live after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Cruisin Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Third down and inches, the pass. He's in the end zone, and what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone, placed there by Marianne's Rentals for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Rentals for special events. 751-3100.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. Good thing there's the new limited-time breakfast burger, served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Final segment of Coach's Corner for 2019. Thanks to Shane Beamer and Roy Manning. Let's wrap it up by looking at the Big 12 schedule for this weekend. There's that Friday game between Tech and Texas. Anything else here catch your eye, Ted? I would say Kansas State pretty interesting.
I think they're all interesting. You know, if Baylor can finish the job against Kansas, obviously that'd be a great season for them. West Virginia, TCU, West Virginia's playing better ball right now. I think all these games are going to be competitive. The Texas Tech one's fascinating. Texas could have a losing record in the conference and go 6-6 overall.
Yeah, crazy. And of course, we're headed to the Big 12 championship game next Saturday. The Sooners and Baylor will play at 11 a.m. 11th title game appearance. Sooners 9-1 all time in the championship game. And you notice that gap, not because they didn't go. We didn't play the championship game. I like how you refer to this, a second shot at Oklahoma, right?
Well, it always is. Whenever you win the conference outright, someone gets another opportunity. But I'll tell you right now, that Baylor team, if they beat Kansas, and we're going to face them anyways, but that is a really, really good football team.
It is. I want to take a minute to thank everyone who helps makes this show possible every single week. Allison has been behind the camera all season long. Brandon Lewis, who had class today, isn't here. Baylor has been busting it. Jasmine Graves is back in the EVS, so when you see all the highlights, she's making it happen with her assistant, Jack. Shannon and Sophia were running the graphics, and the man, Craig Moran, was back there for today's show. Thanks to Miguel and Carrie Van Horn in the audio. Michael Cord is our producer. He and Matt Mudrick did a great job all season long. And our producer, the person who makes it all possible, Whitney Viney, an absolute pro. She's not only a great producer, but a great mom. And we appreciate
this. This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.